Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Tritarashtra Quit Song, Text Number 20. Yena Chaiva Vipanoyam.
Yena Chaiva Vipanoyam.
Pranai Kriya Tamarapi.
Pranai Kriya Tamarapi.
Jana Sadyo Vijeta.
Jana Sadyo
Vijeta. Kem Utanar Tanadibi.
Kem Utanar Tanadibi.
Yena. Who by such time?
Who by such time?
Cha and
Eva.
Certainly.
Avipana.
Overtaken.
I am this.
Pranai.
With life.
Priyatamai.
Which is most dear to everyone.
Api,
even though,
jana,
person.
Sadhya,
forthwith,
Vyujeta,
do give up,
Kim Uta Anyai,
what to speak of any other thing,
Dana Adi, such as wealth, honor, children, land, and house. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala, eternal time, must surrender his most dear life, and what to speak of other things, such as wealth, honor, children, land, and home. Whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala,
eternal time,
must surrender his most dear life, and what to speak of other things,
such as wealth, honor, children, land, and home.
Purport. A great Indian scientist, busy in the plan-making business, was suddenly called by invincible eternal time while going to attend a very important meeting of the planning commission. And he had to surrender his life, wife, children, house, land, wealth, etc. During the political upsurge in India and its division into Pakistan and Hindustan, so many rich and influential Indians had to surrender life, property, and honor due to the influence of time. And there are hundreds and thousands of examples like that all over the world, all over the universe, which are the effects of the influence of time. Therefore, the conclusion is that there is no powerful living being within the universe who can overcome the influence of time. Many poets have written verses lamenting the influence of time. Many devastations have taken place over the universe due to the influence of time, and no one can check them by any means. Even in our daily life, so many things come and go in which we have no hand, but we have to suffer and tolerate them without remedial measure. That is the result of time. We'll read the next verse also. Pitri Bratri Sarit Putra Hatas Te Vigatam Vayam Atma Chajarya Grastak Parak Yeham Upasase. Your brother, your father, brother, well-wishers, and sons are all dead and passed away. You yourself have expended the major influence of your life. Your body is now overtaken by invalidity, and you are living in the home of another. Purport. The king is reminded of his precarious condition, influenced by cruel time, and by his past experience. He should have been more intelligent to see what was going to happen to his own life. His father, Vijayavirya, died long ago when he and his younger brothers were all little children. And it was due to the care and kindness of Bhishmadev that they were properly brought up. Then again, his brother Pandu died also. Then in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his 100 sons and grandsons all died, along with all the other well-wishers like Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, Karna, and many other kings and friends. So he lost all men and money, and now he was living at the mercy of his nephew, whom he had put into troubles of various types. And despite all these reverses, he thought that he would prolong his life more and more. Vidura wanted to point out to Dhritarashtra that everyone has to protect himself by his action and the grace of the Lord. One has to execute his duty faithfully, depending for the result on the supreme authority. No friend, no children, no father, no brother, no state, and no one else can protect a person who is not protected by the supreme Lord. One should therefore seek the protection of the supreme Lord. The human form of life is meant for seeking that protection. He was warned of his precarious conditions more and more by the following words. Maum Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhakti Vidaya Swami Dhanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deva Gauravani Vrtarane Nirvishe Shashnivari Paskha Jyadeh Pulamara says, Palasya Neha Sharanam Pitaro Nishinha Nartasya Chagadam Padanvato Majital Nam Tat Prativitir Ihanju Shastas Quadvido Tanubritam Quad Upekshatahanam Palasya Neha. Palasya means of the child, Neha, in this world. Palasya Neha Sharana, the protection or the shelter. Pitaro Nishinha, they're both parents. So both parents may try to protect the child. And Nartasya, one who is suffering. Nartasya Chagadam, Agada, means the medicine or the doctor. They try and protect the suffering patient. And Udanvato, Majital now, a boat, which is on the water. All these things may seem like protections. But, Taptasya Tat Prativitya Ihanja Shastas, for the person who's trying to be protected or is trying to be protected. Unless Krishna, Tvad Vido Tanubritam, Tvad Upekshatana, Upekshatana, when Krishna neglects such a person, they're going to die anyhow. The child will die in spite of having good parents. The medicine will prove ineffective, and the boat will sink, in spite of being very strong and capable of crossing the ocean. In other words, we may make all our plans, but if Krishna decides to frustrate our plans, they'll be frustrated. We may use all our intelligence, we may think that we have so many arrangements made, but ultimately they'll all fail if Krishna doesn't agree. And even if Krishna agrees to temporarily protect us, ultimately everyone dies anyhow. From the highest planet down to the lowest, they're all places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. So even Brahma, the most pious person, whose father is Narayan himself, comes from a good family. He never took any drugs, he never broke the regular principle. He has a very nice diet. I don't know about his exercise, maybe that's the problem. sitting there in the lotus flower all day long. In any case, Brahma eventually dies. Of course, his death is after 311 trillion 40 billion years. And it's more or less, he has some assurance that he's going to at least survive that long. But even Prabhupada says that that length of time, which seems interminable, unending to us, is just like a flash in the cosmic sky. So what that means, that has no meaning to us, because our very brief period of life, we think is a long, long time. We're going to be here for such a long time. There's no real need to take anything very seriously, because we're going to be here practically forever. And Brahma, he's sitting there afraid that he's about to die, and he only has 150 trillion years left to live. Therefore, death is inevitable. There's nothing as assured as death. And therefore is advised by Krishna Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parichaya. Give up all different varieties of religion. And before he says that, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakto, Madhya Himam Namaskuru, Mame Vaishasi Satyam Te Prati Jani Priyo Sime. First of all, he says to think about me. Although people are thinking they have so many varieties of things to think about, but actually when you boil it down, we're thinking about what will make us happy. And happiness, the material concept of life, means what will give us some gain, what is better opportunities for sense gratification, or on the other side, what will help us avoid losing the things for our sense gratification. That's considered happiness in the material world. If I have enough protection, I have $20 million worth of insurance, then I'm more or less assured, then I'm thinking that whatever hits me in the street, whatever disease I might acquire, I have insurance, I can guard myself. And if I have that much insurance, or that's on one sense, protection, insurance, I have all my alarms set, I have all my batteries powered up, I have everything ready, so I'm prepared for any eventuality. I have my fallout shelter in case the Russians throw a missile to hit America and they hit Timisoara instead. I have everything, all eventualities are covered. I have a letter for Yamaraj in case something goes wrong. Everything is covered. So in one sense, we're trying to cover all our different possibilities, which is impossible to cover. Therefore, people are mad after more and more information. And they're being encouraged, you need more and more information because the world is so complicated, no one knows what's going to happen. Trillions of diseases, trillions of adversaries against the pious people in the Western world who only want democracy and good for everyone else. So many adversaries. So they try to simplify it. We're good, everyone else is bad. There are germs, you kill them and then you're good. They try to reduce it to the simplest possible equation, because otherwise it's too complicated, and at the end of the day people die anyhow, so it's rather frustrating. After struggling so hard in the material world, karshati, to avoid all problems, we die anyhow. That the real problems we never overcome. But that modern society never tells us, because it wouldn't be very good for business. Buy our product, because, but it's useless. It won't help you. Attend our cause, although it's useless, because it won't solve your problem, birth, death, old age, and disease. And if you see things from that point of view, then you realize that I'm just wasting my time. I should do what's necessary to solve my real problem. Just like, for instance, if your house is burning down, you take it as a real problem to get out. But even if your favorite television program is on, you don't think, well, I'll miss my program. Maybe I should stay and hope that the house won't burn around. You know, I can survive at least that long to see my favorite program. Obviously, our priorities would be wrong. We're trying to enjoy our favorite program, at the same time risk being burned in the house. Generally speaking, most people run out of the house and then do what they can outside the burning house. So unless we take our priorities, first of all, that our house is about to burn down, and we should do what's necessary to get out of the house, then we may say, well, that's right, my house is going to burn down, but let me enjoy a little bit while it's burning. That's called lazy. Manda, sumanda matiyo, manda bhagu bhaguta. Prabhupada gives the story. One king tells his minister, I want to feed and give free house to everyone who's lazy in my kingdom. So the minister said, all right. So they build a house, and they announce to the kingdom, and everyone who's lazy, they can come and live in the house. And they get free food and a free place to live. Soon the house was filled with people. There was not room for anyone to move. The minister told the king that we invited all the lazy people in your kingdom to come, but there appears to be thousands and thousands of lazy people. So the king said, all right, set the house on fire. The minister set the house on fire. All the people ran out, except for two people. One of them was burning on the front of his body, and the other on his back. So one of the lazy persons said to the other, your back is burning, maybe you should roll over. And the other one said, well, your front is burning, maybe you should roll over. But they were too lazy to roll over. So the king said that these are actually lazy people, you should give them free room and board. So this is called lazy, sumanda, slow. That we know the house is burning, but we want to watch a good program in the meantime. Go to a movie, imagine we become an avatar or something. And just imagine, the house is burning, but we think that the only alternative is just imagine that we're actually in some kind of drama where we're the hero. And the more unusual the drama, the better. The more it takes us away from our actual situation. Therefore, Krishna says, manmana, think about me rather than thinking about all your problems with this body, all the solutions you may have for the body, all your alternatives, all your different gains and losses. Think about me. At least do that. In the meantime, you may think about so many other things, but at least think about me. Manmana, bhava, madbhakto, and try to become my devotee. Because that will ultimately put us in a situation where the soul, at least, will get protection. It's not that if the soul gets protection, that the body will be unprotected. Because in one sense, the body is always unprotected. But Krishna says, Ananyas chindayandoma, ye dana paripasite, te sham nityabhyuktana, yoga shema maham yaham. For those who are constantly devoted, meditating upon my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and they preserve what they have. So at least Krishna promises that if we become his devotee and we think about him, then we'll get the best possible chance of being really protected, the soul at least. We may wonder that the Pandavas, they were quite pious, they were friends of Krishna. No one could be more intimately related to Krishna than the Pandavas. Even sometimes Krishna would sleep with Arjuna on the same bed. And they would joke together. So who? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all material and spiritual worlds, if he's sleeping on your same bed with you and joking with you, that's quite an intimate situation. But at the same time, if we look at their lives, we may think, somehow or another, they had very bad karma. What kind of sinful activities did the Pandavas do in their last lifetime? That Vishan Mahagnir Purushada Darshana. Bhima was fed poison by his own relatives. Fortunately, he didn't die. Then they were put in a house, it was set on fire. They escaped, and there was a man in the forest who wanted to eat them. Rather disturbing life. If we looked at our astrological chart and saw tomorrow someone's going to poison me, and the next day I'm going to be in a house, it's going to be set on fire, I'm going to escape, someone's going to eat me. We'd be quite disturbed. We think, you know, what is the remedial measure for this? You know, what did I do, my God? And God was their friend. Imagine if God didn't like you. That's what he does to his friends. So that's from our point of view of gain and loss. They were put on a battlefield, brahmastras were thrown at them from all sides, everyone was trying to kill them. Obviously you become a little paranoid. Everyone's out to get me. And they were actually out to get them. But Queen Kunti didn't take it in that way. She said, Vipadak Shandu Takshasva, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru, Bhavata Darshanam Yasyat Apana Bhava Darshanam. She was waiting for more calamities to come. Now we ourselves probably wouldn't see things in that way. Because from our point of view, our material circumstances, everything we have, but for her, her consciousness of Krishna was everything she had. Everything else was seen as just external, superficial. And when she was put into difficulties, then she had more and more association with Krishna, became more and more intimate, because she relied more and more upon Krishna, and she thought more and more deeply about him. Therefore, she says, Janma Aishvarya Shukta Shivir, Edamana Madatuman, Nayavahatya Vadatim Vaitvama Kinshana Gotra. This idea that if we get more wealth, we get more beauty, we get more material education, we get a better position and situation in the material world, then we'll get more protection, more happiness. She says, no, this is just adding to our intoxication. Due to our material identification, we're intoxicated, the soul. We're walking around in a crazy state of mind. And one intoxicated person is looking at another intoxicated person and saying, oh, you're so beautiful and intoxicated. You should get more intoxicated. We'll have a competition. Who could become the craziest? But she says anyone who becomes interested in developing these things more and more and more, they're already intoxicated. And when they try to develop their material circumstances more and more, they become crazy. The whole material civilization, because they don't believe in God, they don't believe in another life, they don't believe in karma, they don't believe in anything of any value. They're simply interested in acquiring, as it is said, Durashya ye bahir artamanina. Etevidu swarthikatim ye Vishnu. Durashya ye bahir artamanina. They're looking at some insignificant shelter, and the real shelter, Vishnu, they think is insignificant. They think that the devotees are imagining some blue boy as the being God because they have no intelligence. If they had any intelligence, they wouldn't dress up in their bed sheets that they wore last night. And they wouldn't have, you know, cut their hair because they don't know how to comb it. They don't know how to make money, so they jump up and down the streets in some places and hope that someone will give them a few pennies so they can get some something to eat, a few grains of rice. So their idea is that the devotees are crazy because they're not interested in advancement, material advancement. They have no idea there's such a thing as spiritual existence, what to speak of becoming deeply absorbed in spiritual consciousness. But Krishna advises Manmana, think about me and become devoted to me and become aware that Manmana Bhava Man Bhakto Madhyaji, one should worship me. Nam Namas Guru, and understand how great I am. And then the result is Mama Vaishasi Satyam Te Prati Dani Priyosime. And Krishna will reveal himself to such a devotee, and one's spiritual life will gradually manifest itself. And then Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja. There's no need for so many other things to take shelter in me. Life can be quite simple. It is not that we have to figure out, all right, in my trip back to Godhead, what do I have to bring with me? Mm-hmm. Practically speaking, we make a list and it's bigger than our house. Krishna says, you can give up all these other attachments if you just fall, surrender to me, if you accept things which are favorable for my service, then you can give up things which are unfavorable for my service. Then you can gradually realize that I'll maintain you and protect you in Krishna consciousness. And that everything you actually need for spiritual advancement will be supplied. If one's idea is material advancement, Krishna may frustrate one. But for spiritual advancement, Krishna will give everything necessary. And then one will gradually realize that one has no real interest other than Krishna's interest. And then one will always wonder, feel great awe and reverence to realize how wonderful Krishna and everything and everyone related to Krishna factually is. If one's idea of spiritual advancement, then everything can become very simple if one knows the path of spiritual advancement. And if one's path is not spiritual advancement, inevitably everything will become more and more complicated. Therefore, conclusion is we should take shelter of Krishna and rely upon Krishna, and then ultimately we're going to die anyhow. But in the meantime, when we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna may or may not protect us, but at least in the real sense, we'll become Krishna conscious, and our problems, all due to material identification, will gradually cease, and that Krishna considers real protection. Everything else is just an imagination. Although we look both ways before we cross the street, because we realize that this body has to be maintained in order for us to participate in the process of pure devotional service. But when we look both ways, we also try to remember Krishna. That Krishna is on both sides. And it's Krishna who's giving us the intelligence to look both ways. And if a car doesn't hit us, we'll remember Krishna. And even if a car does hit us, we'll still remember Krishna. So we'll still be ultimately, in the real sense of the term, protected. But we don't. We look both ways because we know if a car hits us, we probably won't remember Krishna. Therefore, we don't act as if we were on a Paramahansa stage. We must take care of the body and mind so that we can continue on with our devotional service. Not so much just to endlessly try to protect the body and mind from all dangers, provide all comfort for it, but ultimately so we can get out of the body and mind mental conception of life, protection, and are becoming aware of our spiritual identity and the identity of the Supreme Person. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Yes.
Vreau să întreb despre postul negru. În anii trecuți am ținut postul negru și noaptea am sculat și am leșinat. Și în alt an am zis că să am credință în Krishna, m-am rugat și n-am mai pățit. Și vreau să întreb ce să fac în continuare, pentru că și vârsta și constituția depinde.
She's asking about fasting, if she fasts even from fully, even from water, from everything. Last year she fasted like that, and then during the night she fainted, woke up and she fainted, and some other times she didn't. And she's asking about should she fast, like a full fast or...
How is it? Well, we're trying to we observe the holidays, the devotional holidays, so we can remember Krishna and his devotees. Not so we can remember fasting. So we should do what's necessary so that we can our remembrance of Krishna increases. Not that we create problems for ourselves. For our body and mind, so that we think about our problems more. Anything else? Yes.
How can we learn to become more tolerant?
Well, just chant Hare Krishna. Read Prabhupada's books. Use our intelligence. That's where you use our intelligence. How are we going to be more tolerant? If we follow our mind is not by itself, but we become more tolerant. It's only when we use our intelligence. And don't become attached to all the ideas that our mind presents to us. With intelligence, we can learn tolerance. And without intelligence, we can't be tolerant. So it has to be, and our intelligence has to be based upon spiritual principles. Otherwise, one moment will appear to be tolerant, the next moment will become intolerant. But it's based upon duty and devotional principles, then it goes beyond our whimsical ideas of what tolerance is. So first we should think everything is Krishna's property and everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. Now what Krishna wants me to do, I have to use my intelligence, Guru Sadhu, and apply it to Guru Sadhu and Shastra. And when I come up with what Krishna wants me to do, then I can act accordingly. So therefore, whether to act or not to act is not based upon the demands of my senses and mind. It's based upon the conclusion, my best understanding, of what Krishna wants me to do. And therefore I can tolerate. Kama, krodha, vimuktanam, yatinam, yati chetasam. Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Bhartateya Vivitatmana. Those who are free from all anger and all material desires, with self-intelligence, self-realizing, constantly endeavoring perfection, are sure of liberation, the Supreme in the very near future. Shaknoti Haiva Yakshodun Praksharira Mokshana Kamakrodo Bhavande Gansi Yukta Sasukinara. One who can tolerate the urges of the senses and the mind and check the force of desire and anger, he is a yogi and he is liberated in this world. So we have to act according to higher principles. Then we can control the lower nature by the higher, and thus by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. So if we take shelter of Krishna, then we can tolerate. And if we don't, we won't be able to. Thank you very much. Prendra Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. corp and
then.